Plans are forging ahead on two multi-million dollar projects to remake the University at Albany's downtown campus corridor and the city's Palace Theater. Those who support the proposals have started the week on a high note. A series of public workshops kicked off Monday night to give residents in and around UAlbany's downtown campus corridor a voice when it comes to issues involving walkability, street beautification, parking needs, traffic calming, and safety for the area between UAlbany's downtown campus and the Alumni Quad. 10th Ward Common Councilwoman Leah Golby says the corridor study is a four-day design workshop.
Last night was a hands-on design workshop. Today, there's an open design studio so people can stop in anytime, either today or tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that's at the UAlbany downtown campus at 200 Milne Hall. And then by Thursday, they will be giving a presentation on the work in progress so far. It's an opportunity for neighbors and other stakeholders to weigh in on what they would like to see in terms of development.
Jason King with Dover Cole and Partners says the work being done this week is part of the larger Rezone Albany project.
We're taking input and we're drawing people's ideas and we're incorporating what we hear from the public into the plan.
People from surrounding neighborhoods are encouraged to stop by the workshop.
The study area is quite far away from the downtown campus. We're really looking at a mile in every direction because all of that ties in to the campus identity.
King says that in reimagining University Corridor, UAlbany is starting with excellent historic buildings.
If they're successful, they'll be building one of the great neighborhoods in the city of Albany. There's a lot of challenges in this area. This is an area that has seen a lot of absentee landlords and a lot of neglect. But if we're successful, this would be another great shining spot that people will want to associate with and know and participate in.
Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., there will be a presentation and discussion of design ideas that were suggested during the week. When it comes to shining spots, Golby says when the Common Council met Monday night, members and the public discussed the incredible impact the $65 million proposal to expand the Palace Theater would have on the city of Albany, the plans, and the attached proposed sale of the building.
Several people came out, I would say, between 15 and 20 people came out to discuss their thoughts about selling the palace, and really the one thing that I heard loud and clear is the benefits that the arts do bring and how a more robust Palace Performing Arts Center would really enhance our city.
The project entails expanding the theater's footprint along North Pearl Street, adding several new elements, including a 600-seat theater, creating a multifaceted arts program, and establishing a state-of-the-art video post-production center. The city owns the Palace now, but would transfer ownership to the Palace Incorporated for a nominal fee. According to the Times Union, the transfer would free the fiscally strapped city from maintaining the building to the tune of an estimated $3 million for roof and other repairs. The sale requires Common Council approval. Golby says the wheels are in motion, but there is no timetable for now. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.